The city of Cleveland is trying to reduce gun violence. In addition to hiring more police officers, the city is using violence interrupters, community members who set out to mediate conflicts before violence escalates. Reporting for Guns in America, IdeaStream's Matt Richmond spent time in one Cleveland neighborhood that's adopted this approach.
What's up, G? What's Gregory up, Trail, who goes by up, Tonto, baby? Is a volunteer violence interrupter. He runs a nonprofit called Society for Nonviolent Change and works mostly in the central neighborhood on Cleveland's east side.
Hey, Buford!
Tonto's work involves lots of driving around. He stops and chats with older men standing outside a supermarket. He checks in with residents of the public housing where he grew up and points out the ones where shootings are most frequent.
I do this all day, every day, all over the city. This is what I do. Where you want to go, Buckeye, St. Clair?
The idea is these connections will come in handy after a shooting. He's not a police officer, but sometimes he'll share what he learns with the police. Tonto used to work with the city's Youth Violence Prevention Office. He submitted incident reports to City Hall and responded to requests for help from police officers and residents. His role was to help prevent retaliation. He talked to victims and their families and connected them with social services. But a year ago, there was a change of leadership in the office, and they stopped working with him. Now he's out on his own.
Well, I ain't got a contract with the city, and I know him. I could take you to these people, and they'll tell you, when he's shooting, we call him.
Tonto says the community turns to him when there's trouble, and that kind of violence prevention work has been around a long time. Daniel Webster at the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research has studied work like Tonto's in Baltimore. He says the effective programs all have one thing in common.
They're really focused on risk. They're focused on the neighborhoods with the highest rates of gun violence, and they're focused on the individuals at the greatest risk within those neighborhoods.
The gold standard in this sort of work is Cure Violence, an organization founded by an infectious disease researcher named Gary Slutkin. His idea was to treat gun violence like a public health epidemic, identify at-risk people, and stop the spread of the pathogen. In one New York City neighborhood, his model reduced gun injuries 50% since 2010. But it's a more formal program than the work Tonto does. Webster's research has found that success is more likely in neighborhoods with certain characteristics, like places with a history of organizing and a population that isn't transient. And investment is required.
The city of New York was better able to actually offer them help and assistance to get them off the risky path that they're on.
In Cleveland, a group called Cleveland Peacemakers Alliance is receiving resources from the city and foundations. It has 17 full-time staff and a budget of about $1 million. Unlike the Cure Violence model, the program isn't run out of the city's health department. The Peacemakers staff follow the progress of people they meet through street outreach. But it doesn't focus on reducing gun violence in one neighborhood at a time, instead focusing on multiple areas. Maureen Patterson from the Peacemakers has an office at University Hospitals near the trauma wing. An incident at the hospital in February proved how useful a full-time violence interrupter can be. After a robbery at a convenience store, the store owner and the suspect were taken to the hospital.
And upon entry to the lobby, it was totally full, almost 100 family members, and most of them I knew.
So she started relaying messages from the treatment area back to the family. Some got angry and wanted to go in back to find the suspect.
I had to stand in front of the door, and then I summoned assistance from the police.
Patterson says she's also talked gunshot victims out of going back out to seek revenge. Today, Peacemakers has two workers in the city's hospitals, but much of the city remains beyond their reach. Tonto says he's working on creating a coalition of neighborhood groups that aren't working with the Peacemakers. But so far, it's just a plan. For Guns in America, I'm Matt Richmond.